Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Google is opening up its shopping results to include unpaid organic listings and announced it will consist primarily of free product listings starting next week to better compete against Amazon in product search. Due to the global pandemic, e-commerce strategies have grown in importance, and Google's president of commerce, Bill Ready, said in a blog post it led to, quote, advancing our plans to make Google shopping free for merchants. Google product search, which used to be free and was called Frugal, remember that, shifted to a purely paid product in 2012. Apple is expanding its App Store, iCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Apple Arcade into 20 new countries today, and expanding Apple Music into 52 new countries. The expansion includes countries in Africa, the Asia Pacific, Europe, Latin America, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and Oceania. Streaming service HBO Max is set to launch on May 27th, including 10,000 hours of library programming from across Warner Media's catalog and new original series for $15 per month. Scripted comedy Love Life with Anna Kendrick, Sesame Workshop late night entry The Not Too Late Show with Elmo, and former TBS comedy Search Party will join all current and former HBO shows and current and classic WB movies on the service. Google announced general availability of its healthcare API to help healthcare providers translate and convert data stored in imaging systems and medical record software. Google Cloud is offered, but not required, as a central storage solution. Microsoft Azure has a similar healthcare API designed to help its healthcare customers connect to electronic health records and other information sources. LG released a teaser for its upcoming Velvet smartphone. The triple camera array is arranged vertically on the back, and you can also see a headphone jack. The trailer shows the phone in black, white, green, orange, and pink. It will run on a Snapdragon 5G 765. Sonos launched Sonos Radio, a digital streaming service with a mix of existing radio stations from TuneIn and iHeartRadio and its own original programming. Sonos Sound System is Sonos' own ad-free single station playing new and well-known music, snippets of stories from artists, and guest-hosted sessions. Artist Stations, which is also ad-free, is curated playlists chosen by artists. For example, Radiohead's Thom Yorke has a station called In the Absence Thereof. And Sonos Stations, 30 dedicated genre stations, are ad-supported. Sonos Radio's original products will be available in the US, Canada, the UK, Ireland, and Australia, and use Napster's streaming catalog, which limits their licensing areas. Sonos Radio isn't compatible with Amazon's or Google's assistants, and stream quality is limited to 128 kilobits. Uber announced Uber Direct to offer deliveries from local retailers. In New York, it will start with pharmacy Cabinet, in Australia, pet food company Pet Barn, in Portugal, the Postal Service, and in South Africa, Medication. Uber also announced Uber Connect, a peer-to-peer courier service, so users can send something to someone else quickly. Uber Connect will be available in more than 25 cities in the U.S., Mexico, and Australia at launch. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi says that the new services are quickly adapting our technology to meet the evolving needs of communities and companies. Fandango agreed to acquire Walmart's on-demand video service Vudu for an undisclosed amount of money. Vudu will continue to power Walmart's online movie and TV store, and Walmart says that customer access to their Vudu libraries will not change. Canon announced the upcoming EOS R5 mirrorless camera will be able to internally record 8K video without a sensor crop in either RAW or 10-bit 422 H.265 quality. The R5 will also record 4K at up to 120 frames per second. Dual pixel autofocus will be available across all resolutions, and the camera includes in-body image stabilization. Google's head of quantum computing hardware, John Martinez, has resigned after being reassigned to an advisory role and tells Wired this led to disagreements with Harmit Nevin, head of Google's quantum project. Google parent company Alphabet has an additional quantum computing group at its X Labs research unit. Martinez is also a professor at University of California, Santa Barbara, and says he will continue to work on quantum computing. Finally, Bloomberg reports that the French government is working on a mobile app to track the spread of COVID-19 to be deployed on May 11th, but says an Apple Bluetooth privacy standard is hampering its development. Delays are reportedly due to Bluetooth not being allowed to consistently run in the background when data is being transferred from an iPhone, and France has asked Apple to relax that restriction. Apple and Google are developing their own contact tracing mobile platforms, which will keep data on user handsets, but the French government is said to want user information fed into a central server. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.